Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a warehouse code style dub siren from scratch in Ableton Live 12, and we're doing it the beginner friendly way with stock devices only. This is one of those sounds that can instantly give a drum and bass track a darker, more functional, more warehouse ready attitude. Think alarm signal, pirate radio warning, rave cue, something that cuts through the fog and says, something's about to happen. And that's the big idea here. We're not making a lead that plays a full melody, we're making a short, tension-building phrase that works with the drums, not against them. In DNB, that matters a lot because the drums are already busy. So the siren has to be simple, intentional, and well-placed. Let's get into it. First, start a new MIDI track and set your tempo to a DNB range. Somewhere around 172 to 174 BPM is perfect. We'll use 174 BPM for this lesson, so the energy feels urgent and the phrasing locks in nicely with typical drum and bass structure. Name the track Dub Siren so you keep the session organized. That might sound like a tiny thing, but clean sessions help a lot when you're building tension tools like this. Leave your master channel clean for now, and keep some headroom on the track so you're not fighting clipping later. Now load operator. You could use analog too, but operator is a really good choice here, because it's simple, clear and responds nicely to filtering and modulation. Open operator and start with just one oscillator. Turn on oscillator and choose a sine wave or triangle wave. Those shapes are smooth and round, which gives you a more classic dub-style siren. If you want a slightly rougher warehouse edge later, you can lean toward a saw wave, but for now keep it clean. Set the pitch somewhere in the midrange, around C3 to C4, and keep the other oscillators off for now. We want one strong source, not a bunch of layers. This is one of those beginner wins. One simple shape done well is usually better than a complicated patch that's hard to control. At this point, the sound might feel a little plain. That's okay. We're going to give it character with a little saturation. Drop a saturator after operator. Bring the drive up gently, maybe 2 to 6 dB, and turn on soft clip if needed. This adds harmonic color, which helps the siren speak on smaller speakers and gives it that gritty warehouse presence without turning it into harsh digital fizz. Now let's shape the actual siren movement. A dub siren is mostly about pitch motion and phrasing. So create a short MIDI clip, maybe one bar long, and keep the notes short. Don't fill the whole bar. Leave space. Try placing a note on beat 1, then another on beat 1-3, or beat 2. You can also try a simple two-note call and response pattern. The main thing is to keep it sparse. In DNB, space is what makes the hit feel powerful. If you want the tone to move more like a true siren, use pitch bend automation or operator's pitch movement tools if you're comfortable with them. Keep the range modest at first. A movement of about 2 to 7 semitones is usually enough. You want a wail, not a cartoon effect. A really useful beginner mindset here is this. If the bassline and drums are already energetic, the siren doesn't need to be huge. Sometimes a tiny phrase feels bigger because it's placed well. Now let's give it that warehouse code flavor with filtering. Add auto filter after the saturator. Start with either a low pass 24 or a band pass filter. The cutoff can sit anywhere from around 300 Hz up to 2K Hz depending on how sharp you want it. Resonance can be moderate, maybe around 10 to 35%. This is where the sound starts to feel like a signal instead of just a synth tone. Automate the cutoff so the siren starts darker and then opens up as the phrase develops. A great simple move is to have the filter rise on the last hit of the bar. That creates a little emotional lift, like the siren is waking up or warning you that the next section is coming. That movement is really important in drum and bass because the track often lives on repetition. Small filter changes create tension and release, which keeps the listener engaged without making the arrangement messy. Now let's lock it to groove. Open the groove pool and try a subtle swing or extract groove from a break if you already have one in the session. Keep it light, around 10 to 30%. We're not trying to make this feel sloppy. We just want the siren to breathe with the drums. Then place the siren around the snare hits. This is a big one. In DNB, the snare is often the strongest reference point, so if the siren feels awkward, move it so it answers the snare instead of fighting it. You can have it land just after the snare, or just before a drum accent, depending on the kind of tension you want. A good practical example is this. In a 16-bar intro, let the siren appear on bar 7 and bar 15 as a warning call. In a drop, keep it tighter, and only bring it in on the first bar or the last half bar before a change. That way it acts like a cue, not a constant layer. Now let's add space, but carefully. Drop an echo after the filter. Use a time like 1/8, 1/8 dotted, or 1/4 depending on the vibe. Keep feedback controlled, maybe 15 to 35%. Filter the repeats so they don't clash with a kick, snare, or sub. Then add reverb after that, but keep it modest. A decay of about 1.2 to 2.5 seconds is a good start. Use a short pre-delay, maybe 10 to 25 milliseconds, and cut the low end in the reverb so the mix doesn't get cloudy. Here's a good dub style trick. Leave the first hit drier. That helps the listener lock onto the rhythm before the effects bloom. Then let later notes get more delay or reverb. That contrast makes the phrase feel intentional and dramatic. If you want extra character, automate the echo send or feedback only on the last note of the phrase. That gives you a little tail without washing out the whole groove. Very classic dub. Very effective indeed, NB. At this point, you should have a short, wobbly, warning-style siren that feels connected to the drums. But we can make it even more usable by printing it to audio. Resample the output onto a new audio track, or freeze and flatten it if you're happy with the chain. This is a smart move because audio gives you more control. You can trim the best moments, create tiny gaps, reverse a tail, or duplicate a hit and lower its volume for a ghost response. Resampling is especially useful in drum and bass, because it turns a sound design idea into an actual arrangement tool. Now it's not just a patch, it's a phrase you can edit like part of the track. Once you've got audio, listen for the best bits and trim the phrase down to something sharp and usable. You want it to feel like a signal flare, not a long wandering lead. Now test it in an arrangement. A simple warehouse style structure might look like this. First, filter drums and atmosphere with a teaser siren. Then, as the bass comes in, let the siren answer every couple of bars. In the drop, keep it short and punchy, maybe only on the first and last bar of the phrase. Then in the breakdown, you can let the delay and reverb open up a bit more. That contrast is the whole point. If the bass line is busy, the siren should be shorter. If the drums are stripped back, you can let it breeze more. Always think of it as punctuation. Now do a quick mix check. Use a Q8 to cut the low end off the siren, usually somewhere below 150 to 250 HE. That keeps the subspace clean for the kick and bass. If the sound gets harsh, tame the top end a bit around 2.5 to 5 KHZ. Also make sure the siren isn't covering the snare. And here's a great beginner rule. Turn it down until you almost miss it, then bring it up just enough so it works. In DNB, clarity is power. A siren that's too loud can make the whole groove feel smaller. A few common mistakes to watch out for here. Don't make the siren too bright. Don't drown it in reverb. Don't let it fight the bass. Don't place notes too often. And don't ignore the snare. The more you respect the drum phrasing, the more believable the siren will feel. If you want to push this further, here are a few great next steps. Try a second layer that's a little dirtier or more delayed, and keep the clean layer centered. Use the dirty layer only on phrase endings or transitions. Or build two short siren phrases, one lower and rounder, one higher and sharper, and alternate them every two bars for a coded call and response feel. You can also save a safe version before you start overprocessing. That's a smart habit for beginners, because it gives you something to compare against if the sound starts getting too wild. So the takeaway is this. A strong warehouse-style dub siren in drum and bass is built from a simple source, controlled pitch movement, filter shaping, careful space effects, and smart placement around the drums. Keep it short, keep it dark, and keep it intentional. Make it a groove element, not a lead melody. That's how you turn a simple siren into a real DNB arrangement tool.